This Hour of the Jason Rand Show is brought to you by 3010 Weight Loss for Life, online at 3010weightlossforlife.com. Lots of news happening all around the world and right here at home. So, let's find out what's trending.
What's trending? You can't make this up.
There's a story that originally told us that 270 doctors wrote an open letter calling out Joe Rogan for what they label harmful COVID misinformation. Well, they've kind of quietly, the media, as they've been covering this, they've quietly changed the narrative a little bit. It's no longer 270 doctors. Now it's 270 medical experts. And even calling them all medical experts, at least in the context of calling out COVID misinformation, is a stretch. Because I looked at the letter, and I, more importantly, looked at all the people who signed on to it. They're definitely not all doctors. In fact, some of them don't even work on human beings. So the story is basically this. The people who signed on to this open letter are calling out Spotify for pushing out the Joe Rogan podcast. They don't like that he has positions on COVID that are very much different from the advice being put out by public health officials. In particular, they didn't like the fact that there was an interview done with Dr. Robert Malone. Fox Phoenix writes in an open letter to Spotify, signed by 270 professors, scientists, doctors, and healthcare workers, writers criticized a controversial episode featuring Dr. Robert Malone, who went on Rogan's show to promote an unfounded theory taking root online, suggesting that millions of people have been quote-unquote hypnotized into believing mainstream ideas about the ongoing pandemic, an unfounded theory. That's so odd because, I mean, it's a theory. He's making an educated guess in his view. He's more of a doctor than a lot of these people who signed onto this letter. I didn't listen to the entirety of the interview. I've heard portions. Some of it I say, oh, I understand. I agree with that. Others I was like, well, that's a little out there. I'm not going to subscribe to that belief because I'm a normal person. Normal people can listen to content presented by all sorts of people and pick and choose what they find to be credible or not. Find things credible that maybe turn out to be false. That certainly happens, especially if you listen to the CDC over the course of the last 2 years. But they say the episode has been criticized for promoting baseless conspiracy theories, and the Joe Rogan Experience has a concerning history of broadcasting misinformation, particularly regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. According to this letter, these experts say by allowing the propagation of false and societal harmful assertions, Spotify is enabling its hosted media to damage public trust in scientific research and sow doubt in the credibility of data-driven guidance offered by medical professionals. Now, while they don't explicitly call for censorship, that's what they're calling for, to be clear. They're calling out Spotify. They're not writing a letter to Joe Rogan imploring him to look more deeply at some of these issues. They're specifically targeting Spotify, the distributor of said content. The intent is to censor. I find any kind of censorship attempt like this, and yes, we're using censorship in a non-governmental way. We're talking about the ability to actually engage in a marketplace of ideas in which you should expect that you're going to hear, read, see things that you disagree with politically, scientifically, whatever. They're going to be really bad takes by someone who doesn't know a darn thing about anything medical. Part of the whole idea of having a marketplace of ideas is to be able to express your own views to correct the false views. This is one dude with one podcast saying one thing. And apparently it is a threat to the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, medical professionals saying something different, apparently. Although, of course, we know that that's not necessarily the case. But I thought we'd go over, I made a best of list, just in part because I ran out of time, of some of the people who are my favorite signatures on this letter of what was first deemed to be medical doctors, and then it went to medical professionals, and then soon I'm hoping they say, well, people generally who hold a different position as Joe Rogan, some of whom are in fact doctors, but a lot whom are not. It's wordy. I got to work on that. It's a little too many words to explain the list. I can see why that might be left out of the lead.
Yeah, that wasn't there. Just, you know, people pay by the word, and that was just way too much.
One of the people who signed on to this letter, podcast host Allie Ward.
Podcast?
Podcast host.
Like a doctor podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
And but no doctor part.
No, she doesn't have...
No. There's no doctor attached to that. It's just a podcast host.
Does she at least have a doctorate in, like, podcasting?
No.
No?
No. Dentist Colleen Tricarden-Frost. We got a dentist on there who's telling us that Joe Rogan is wrong in how he talks about COVID. So we're really leaning into the experts there. Data entry associate at a literary nonprofit, Dorothy Zahor.
What is she doing on there?
I think she might be a student at the University of Michigan who maybe is thinking about majoring in something medical related.
Maybe thinking maybe. About it. Just
she's a data entry associate. I looked her up on LinkedIn. Then there is, I don't even know what this is, science communicator Maria Wentz. Are you a scientist? Or if I were to read a magazine, am I a science communicator? I don't quite understand what that is.
She communicates the science.
Okay. Associate veterinarian Christine Garvey. You couldn't even get an actual veterinarian.
Yeah, not even.
You got an associate one to put on this. And arguably, it's because they're still pretending that Joe Rogan had horse goo as treatment for his own COVID. What about Nini Munoz? She is a doctor. She's got a PhD.
Oh, good.
For senior design engineer. She has an expertise in semiconductors, nano and microfabrication, risk and failure analysis, and statistical process control. So, not an expert at all in this field. One could argue she's as much of an expert as Joe Rogan is.
But she's a doctor, though, right?
Well, she has a PhD.
Is Joe Rogan a doctor?
No, well, he might be a doctor podcast. That one, I don't know. And then my last favorite one, high school science teacher Natalie Soto. You got a high school science teacher, and you're going to pretend that you've got a whole bunch of medical experts who are calling out Joe Rogan's misinformation. The only thing that Joe Rogan did wrong in all of this was not get seriously ill or die from COVID. That is his biggest crime against the scientific community. There are people out there, some of them are medical professionals, shame on them for this position, but there are CNN voices, MSNBC analysts, New York Times columnists, columnists from all across the country who want to see people like Joe Rogan get seriously harmed from COVID so that they can use that to say, I told you, we got to push back against this misinformation, and it finally caught up to Joe Rogan. They wanted him to get seriously ill, and he didn't. He didn't, not even having anything to do with the treatment that he received under doctor supervision, by the way. Maybe just because he's a generally healthy person, and that people who are generally speaking healthy are not impacted in the same way by COVID as others. We keep hearing all of this stuff about disinformation and misinformation. There was Anthony Fauci again over the weekend.
You know, one of the things that we, I believe, the entire world is facing, but we certainly are facing it in a very, very disconcerting way in the United States, is the amount of disinformation that is accompanying what should be a problem where everyone pulls together against a common enemy, which is the virus. We have disinformation that is entirely destructive to a comprehensive public health endeavor.
Okay. COVID misinformation. Kind of like when you all told us that COVID spreads on surfaces. Was that misinformation? It was misinformation to say that COVID doesn't actually spread on surfaces when you guys believed it did. Was that misinformation? When you told us that COVID could spread outdoors, and others said, well, I don't think COVID spreads outdoors. The people who said, I don't think COVID spreads outdoors, that was labeled misinformation, probably by the same list of dweebs who signed on to this letter attacking Joe Rogan, who, by the way, for the record, says a lot of things I think are insane when it comes to COVID that aren't based in any sort of reality. He still has the right to say it. The same way as you have the right to tell us early on, don't wear any masks. Didn't you guys say at the CDC? Didn't Anthony Fauci say? Didn't the Surgeon General say, do not wear masks, do not buy them, they will not do anything for you? Let's just go over, speaking of misinformation or disinformation, because I spent some time over the weekend going back and review, only because I knew it would make a really great tweet, and it did. It got lots of likes and retweets. I went over the guidance just on masks. Because you know we got new guidance, right? It was don't wear any masks. Then it was wear cloth masks and facial coverings. Then it was wear cloth masks, but not bandanas or the gaiters. Then it was wear multiple masks. Then it was just wear one mask. Then it was wear a cloth mask over a surgical mask. And then it was don't wear any cloth masks, period. And now it's wear N95 and KN95 masks. So all of the other guidance, some of which we've known to be false for a year, like the cloth mask part, was that misinformation? The only people who got labeled peddlers of misinformation were the ones saying that the guidance that they gave before was false, was wrong, was not based in sound science, but are now being told, well, okay, they were right. But you're not apologizing to them. The ones who said that there were lots of reports of women having their menstrual cycles kind of off calendar, off schedule, kind of missing the normal routines, they were said to have been all insane. And it turns out the data actually backs that up. Now, was all of the people who said a bunch of stuff shown to be correct? No. There are lots of crazy people when it comes to COVID response. A ton. But there are also a lot of people who are not considered crazy on COVID. Some of the fringe voices who got a lot of stuff wrong, and yet we still turn to them and say, oh, no, but you're right this time. The previous 14 times you gave us false information or information that turned out to be false, honest mistakes. Especially when you called out the other people who got it right, but you wanted to smear them because you want all the power. Uh-huh. Don't forget, if you missed my Fox News appearance this morning on the Faulkner Focus, you can watch it at youtube.com/JasonRants. In fact, that's where you go if you miss any of my appearances, like Unfiltered with Dan Bongino. I was on his show over the weekend. That's also over at our YouTube channel. Let's find out what else is trending.
What's trending in China?
There is a venture capitalist who is a minority owner in the Golden State Warriors. His name is one I cannot pronounce, and I'm terrified to try, but I will do so with the best of intentions. Chamath Palihapitiya? Palihapitiya?
That was with the best of intentions, where you
fade, I mean, I intended
where
to.
You fade out at the end and
well,
put
I couldn't
a
do
big
it.
Old question mark the second time you say it.
Do you know how to say it?
No.
It's hard to say.
I'm not even going to try.
Yeah.
That sounds, no.
CP, let's just call him by his initials.
Sure, CP.
CP, I mean, we have a close personal relationship and it's all good. Although he's, it turns out, a pretty awful human being. So maybe I don't want to have a relationship with him of any kind.
Yeah, you should cut that off.
He was in a podcast called All In. And he offered an incredibly cringy answer to a question posed about the NBA's dealings, with the Chinese government, specifically when the treatment of the Uyghur population came up. A population that is facing a genocide. A literal genocide is being committed against the Uyghurs. These are ethnically Muslim folks in China who are being put in literal concentration camps. Not the concentration camps at the border. Only coincidentally during the Trump administration, but not the exact same cages as being used during the Biden administration. This is literally happening right now. And the NBA, particularly the big stars that make a lot of money with dealings in China, they just won't call out. They will not call out China. They will never even come close to criticizing China. The closest you get are athletes like Enes Kanter Freedom. That's his new last name.
Yeah, Freedom.
Good for him.
Right there on the jersey.
He had on his shoes at one point, Free Tibet, and he says, or he told Megyn Kelly last week, that the NBA officials begged him to take it off. Like, oh my, the controversial position of freeing Tibet. They make a lot of money, and so they refuse, mostly the A-list stars, refuse to call out China. So CP goes on to this podcast. And the conversation comes up, and I thought that it was originally taken out of context. And that's why I had Peyton pull the full context. And it turns out, no, it wasn't taken out of context.
Interesting. Nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay?
Okay. Now, that was the headline. And I thought he was saying, and I would agree with this, that in this country, no one is paying close enough attention to care about what's going on. Not that if they knew what was going on, they would still say, screw them. It's weird spelling anyway. I can't even spell it, let alone say Uyghur. I don't care. You do you. I've got my own problems. He wasn't saying that. He was literally saying he doesn't care about folks, even when he's told what's going on.
You bring it up because you really care. And I think that's nice that you care. The rest of us don't care. I'm just telling you a very hard.
Wait, you're saying you personally don't care?
I'm telling you a very hard, ugly truth, okay? Of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line. Okay? Of all the things that I care about, it is below my line.
There is a way to talk about this in an honest way where you're saying, I care, but I have to prioritize. And this can't be at the top of my priority list because of these others. It's incredibly important. And I hope this administration and others pay close attention and actually do something. But I can't put it at the top of my list because you know what? I don't even understand what's going on there. Like, that's an honest answer. That's an honest answer. But no, he's all like, I really don't care about them, period.
Disappointing.
Well, I think people, if you explain to them what's happening to the Uyghurs in China, they care, but it's not top of mind for them.
That's not
what's
caring.
Top of mind right now is they go to their grocery store and the shelves are empty.
Sure. That I care about. Yeah. I care about the fact that our economy could turn on a dime if China invades Taiwan. I care about that. Okay. I care about climate change.
Uh-huh.
You know, I care about a bunch of, I care about America's crippling and, you know, decrepit healthcare infrastructure.
Uh-huh.
But if you're asking me, do I care about a segment of a class of people in another country? Not until we can take care of ourselves will I prioritize them over us.
Okay, hey, dummy. There's a difference, by the way, between prioritizing and caring. You do understand that, right? You do understand that, yeah? You see, I don't think this country should prioritize the Uyghurs above everything else. I don't hold that position. But you're telling me you can't care about what do you call it, a segment of the population that's having a genocide committed against them? You can't even dare to care about that? Not even a little bit? You can't even, and again, maybe we give him credit in one regard. He's such a degenerate that he doesn't care that you know that he's a degenerate. It's kind of like Ilhan Omar. I don't know if this has changed in the last 24 hours, but at least on Saturday and into Sunday morning, she had not put out a tweet about caring about the hostage situation with Jews in a synagogue in Texas. Rashida Tlaib, who is a vicious anti-Semite, who puts up a photo of a quote-unquote map in which Israel doesn't exist and instead is occupied by a mysterious and non-existent land of Palestine, which would, if that were the case, result in the murder of millions of Jews, she put out something pretending to care about the hostage situation. Our thoughts and prayers are with the community most impacted. You don't care about that. Ilhan Omar didn't send out any tweet. And in a way, kudos to her for not pretending to care about Jewish life, because she doesn't care. So do we give CP a little bit? And apparently he's the podcast co-host. I'm supposed to make that correction like anyone cares. To talk about things I definitely don't care about. It's whether or not he's the host of a podcast. Should we give him credit for just owning the fact that he's a bad person? That even in the world in which he's actively being told about what's going on, he's saying, yeah, I don't care.
I would love more of that in this world, is just bad people being like, yeah, I'm a bad
just
person.
Just owning it?
Yeah.
Does that make you less bad, or does it just make you an honest bad person?
It makes people not have to waste their time to decide if they're a bad person or not.
Fair enough. It's a more efficient way of judgment.
Yeah, I mean, it's a convenient thing to those around you. So you're on that list. You should probably just admit that you're...
I admit stuff I don't care about. You, your livelihood, your safety, your mental health, all that stuff. I'm open about that.
It's keeping you honest.
Oddly enough, though, if someone were to say, there are producers out there who are feeling, just denigrated by their on-air staff, I would say, no, I actually do care about them. It's you specifically I don't care about. Was that the most cringy thing you've heard?
No, that was brutal.
Oh, my gosh. What a bad person. 1-800-465-8770 if you want to send me a text. 1-800-465-8770.
Yelp, Tacoma, Bremerton, Bothell.
This is the Big Local on the Jason Ranch Show.
Redmond, Sumner, Kent.
Stories about you, not about Seattle.
Hey, it's 4:30 on a weekday afternoon. That means it's time for the Big Local. Brought to you by Alpine Specialty Cleaning at alpineclean.com. This is part of the show where we completely ignore stories about Seattle because the media here is already hyper-focused on Seattle. And instead, we focus all of our attention on the communities you live in and care about most. And while I understand, obviously, lots of people live in and care about Tacoma, we can all come together and say, you've got a little bit of a problem. Kind of smells kind of rotten sometimes. That's why they call it the aroma of Tacoma.
Such an awkward conversation to try and have.
Yeah, it's like, look, Tacoma, I like it here. I think it can be a beautiful city. Your parks, when not occupied by the homeless, are amazing. And I love everything. But we got to have a conversation about, well, you smell. There's no easy way to put. I know. It's just, I figured, let's just wrap the. No. Don't cry. Don't cry. I thought ripping the Band-Aid off quickly would be. No, don't. Please don't cry. No. Don't. You're making it more awkward because now I got to talk to you about your stench while you're crying. No, Tacoma, don't. We acknowledge that. East King County right now, and, well, South King County too, I guess, and actually North King County. Like everything, King County is trying to not smell like Tacoma because several cities, the ones that have to get their trash picked up by Republic Services, well, they're struggling right now because as of this afternoon, they've been on strike for several weeks. Except it's not a strike here in Washington. It's a strike of workers down in San Diego. But their brothers and sisters in the union have decided not to cross the picket line in select markets. That just happened to put more pressure on Republic Services to give in and pay the workers more than what they're due. So they haven't been picking up trash in Bellevue, Linwood, Edmonds, Kent. I want to say Maple Valley. There might be a couple more there that are scattered around King County that are impacted. But yesterday, Republic Services was all like, hey, if we normally pick up your trash and we're not able to because of our strike, you can come to our location, our facility in Bellevue, and you can drop off your trash. People did. Because when they don't have trash pickup for a long time, they get desperate. Desperate enough to load their cars with their trash, wait in line, and get rid of it.
Very grateful that they're doing this, actually. We have two kids at home, and we have a lot of boxes to recycle.
Oh, so she's not even going for the trash. She's recycling.
Yeah, where's all of her trash stacked up, then?
Yeah, where you're just bringing up the boxes? What about the trash?
She's been littering all the last 3 weeks.
Or she's just putting it in her neighbor's bins.
And letting them deal with it.
Yeah, it's like it's your problem now. There are some people right now, or over the weekend at least, who said to themselves, or to usually to their spouse, and let's be honest, their husband, this is why I tell you, put trash in trash bags. Don't just throw out loose trash into the bin. Because of this eventuality. It's usually the husband who does it, we can be honest. But then the husband rightly will point out, this is one time in the last 14 years that we've had to do this. So why don't you get off my back? And by the way, I've been wanting to tell you this for a while. I want a divorce, and I'm using this as a reason to get it.
The trash strike in San Diego is the reason that this fictional husband is filing for a divorce?
Apparently. And, you know, this next clip is the epitome of the kind of person in Western Washington that I truly loathe.
I knew you were going to hate this guy.
I hate this person with every fiber of my being.
I like this guy.
Because even though I don't know him, his name is Benny. I don't know anything about Benny. I know nothing other than this one position that he told to Cairo 7 TV and their best reporter, Deborah Horn, who does top-notch work all the time and never leaves out missing context, always answers questions fully so that I don't have to go to other websites to get the answers to, like why were they on strike to begin with, which somehow eluded the story completely, even though that's the signature reason why you're talking about it.
That was really weirdly specific on
Deborah. No, that was, I was just, you know, riffing at random. Benny waited in line for a very long time, and he was happy about it.
Good for them.
You're in support of the union?
Heck yeah. Yeah. You don't mind this?
It's not even an inconvenience. I'm heated, driving, listening to a podcast. Nothing to complain about.
Oh, really? Oh, really, Benny? So, look, dude, you're not getting any dates out of this with union members. You holding this absurd position. You can be supportive of the union, but also say, I don't like having to drop off my trash after having not seen trash pickup for a month.
I hope they're still not paying
you for trash holding pickup. That position does not make you anti-union. It is a normal position for a normal person to hold. You are not a normal person, Benny. You are a bit of a whack job. You're a little nutty. And by little, I mean incredibly nutty, and I hate everything about you. It's not even an inconvenience. Okay, dude, why don't you do this every week? In fact, since you got so much time on your hands, you know, hey, so I could just listen to a podcast. Okay. Why don't you load up your iPhone with a bunch of podcasts and go collect the trash from all your neighbors' homes?
Can't believe you're getting mad at Benny.
I'm not mad at him at all.
He's listening to the Jason Ranch
Show
podcast.
He's definitely not listening to this podcast. And if you are, Benny, you are banned from this show forever.
Don't
banned.
Do that to Benny.
Banned. The only thing you can listen to are commercials so long as you support our sponsors. But you are not allowed to listen to this show anymore. I am not desperate for listeners. I am not desperate for listeners. And even if I were, it wouldn't be for you to tune in. Because that is a ridiculous statement to make. It's not even an inconvenience. That's why you do this every single week, or you don't. It's not inconvenient to stay in line for a long time with the smell of garbage in your car that you had to load from your bins into your back seat. That's not even an inconvenience. In fact, you love it. It sounds like he's happy. That is an absurd position. That is absurd. And he knows it is, but this is his version of a virtue signal, right? It's me changing the avatar on my Instagram to just a black screen because I want you to know that Black Lives Matter. I'm not going to do anything at all beyond this, but I want you to know that I'm part of the movement. That's what he's doing here.
I knew you were going to get mad at Benny.
Oh, I can't. I can't.
Good for them.
You're in support of the union?
Heck yeah. Yeah.
And why did Deborah in the back? Very good.
She always has to include herself in her packages.
Like he needs her approval. Oh, very good. That's amazing. What a good person you are. Please continue to explain how good of a person.
You don't mind this?
It's not even an inconvenience. I'm heated, driving, listening to a podcast. Nothing to complain about.
Did he say eating?
No, heated. He's heated in the car. Heated. Like he's not outside in the cold.
Okay, so to you, a convenience, not an inconvenience, but a convenience, something that you look forward to, is having to turn on the heat so that you don't freeze to death out in your car, surrounded by the trash.
It's a convenience to him, yeah.
Next week, he'll say, I'm fighting global warming as I'm idling in my car with the heater on for an hour just waiting to drop off trash. Which, by the way, let's be clear, dude, you're the one who says you do it, but you don't actually do this. Separate out the trash from the recyclables.
Oh, neither do you.
I don't, but I'm not pretending to. He's the kind of person who pretends. He's the kind of person who says, honey, did you separate it out? Good. And then he throws like an apple core into the boxes.
What happened that made you just lose trust in humanity? Why can't Benny be a good person?
Him. He's what happened. Because he's not. He is lying. He is so blindly loyal to unions. The kind of blind loyalty that we've seen to teachers' unions while they're screwing over your kids, okay? He is blinded by his ideology. Blinded by it to a T. And I don't even know what that term means, but I've been using it for a long time. Why T and why not, you know, R? I don't know why. He is blinded by it, and he revels in it. He's bragging. He's bragging! Peyton, he's bragging!
And you don't like that. Look, I'm in favor of
It's not even an inconvenience. What do you do? What do you mean? Is your life that empty? Do you have nothing going on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon? What was this, from Sunday? You had nothing to... No, it was Saturday. You had nothing to do on a Saturday? Nothing. Literally nothing. That this isn't even... You can't even register this as an inconvenience. You're not even mildly put off by having to do this. I just listened to a podcast. This is the first time you've left your home since COVID and you were looking forward to it? Okay, fine. Then I will grant you that.
He actually just learned what podcasts were like 2 weeks ago, and so
he's like super
huge
pumped.
Into podcasts.
Yeah, it's like when you first get your gym membership. I'm going every day, and you go every day for the first day, and then you go every day that ends with a 3 in the date. And so you're all out, and then you're like, I'll go next week. And then you forget that you have it, and you're spending $130 a month not even using it.
I like Benny. I like Benny because he upsets you. Anything that upsets Jason.
It's not even inconvenience. It's not even inconvenient. Really? Now, what is inconvenient to him? I want a list of things he deems to be inconvenient. Oh, you know, going to the DMV and having to renew my driver's license and waiting in that line for 4.5 hours. No, it's not even an inconvenience. I support our city workers and our state workers. It's all good.
What if he doesn't know what inconvenience means? Like, he just, that's one word that... He's heard, but he's just never looked.
Maybe that's a word that the Democrats have redefined everything else. Okay, I didn't intend to spend 11 minutes on that, but he's annoying and I hate him. Welcome back to the Jason Rant Show. I hope you weren't inconvenienced by the commercial break. Because, you know, that's what everybody loves. Taking a break from my brilliance. I'm never going to get over it.
Get over it.
You know what? You know, people who get all upset about having to take your own garbage to a facility and get stuck in line for... You're so dumb. What's wrong with you people? This is as much of a miracle and you enjoy it as much as childbirth. You know what? This is better than when I saw my first child be born.
You think that's
That was
Benny?
An inconvenience. I had to drive my wife... to the hospital, and she was screaming and crying. Water broke inside the van. I just got it detailed, and now I got to go do that all over again. Or do I? Because is it literal water that's breaking? I don't know. We'll figure it out. That was inconvenient. Sitting here is just, this is, you know what it is? It is a privilege to take out my own trash. Union strong, #. Yeah, we got it.
Are you done yet?
Oh! Okay, because I get to talk about nerds. It turns out, there is a salmonella outbreak in 25 states, and it's been going on for a long time. Now, the sheer number of cases, not that high. But apparently, bearded dragons have been linked to a multi-state salmonella outbreak. And this is according to the CDC. Doesn't have enough to worry about. Now they got to deal with bearded dragons. They say they just issued a warning for owners of the pet lizard that I'm told is still popular, but only among single nerds who play Magic the Gathering in their mom's basement, or as it's listed on their Tinder profiles, fully furnished studio apartments. Bearded dragons can carry salmonella germs in their droppings, even if they look healthy and clean. What does an unhealthy bearded dragon look like? They all look unhealthy and scary to me.
Yeah, they all look the same.
They said these germs can easily spread to their bodies and anything in the area where they live and roam. Now, Fox TV says a total of 44 people have been infected with the strain of Salmonella Uganda across 25 U.S. states. Among them, 15 were hospitalized, but there have been no reported deaths. Illnesses tied to the outbreak were first reported December 24th of 2020. But it continued through at least December 2nd of 2021, this according to the CDC. They say the states with the most reported illnesses were Wisconsin and, say, Washington State.
Washington State. We have a salmonella outbreak?
Yes. Well, we have the most cases, or second most cases, of reported illnesses from nerds who are getting intimate, I guess, and I don't mean it in that way. With their bearded dragons.
Why am I just now learning about this?
Yeah, I didn't know that either. The agency said the figures are likely an undercount because many recover without treatment and are not tested for salmonella infection.
We're not doing a ton of at-home tests for Salmonella.
Yeah, we're not proactively testing, despite the fact that apparently we have lots of nerds who play Magic the Gathering in their mother's basements while also caressing the cheek of their bearded dragon.
No symptoms, time to test.
The CDC warned that pet owners can become ill from touching their bearded dragon or anything in its environment and then touching their mouth and swallowing Salmonella germs. Out of the 33 people interviewed so far, the agency said 21 patients reported owning or touching bearded dragons or their supplies. Who's the dude who's all like, I don't own it, but I frequently come into contact with them? Is it like a friend, I'm assuming?
Maybe.
Not a girlfriend. Let's
Part-time
be
roommate or something? Spends a lot of
maybe,
time.
Maybe, yeah, I'll buy that. People reported getting their... This is my favorite. This is my favorite line in the story from Fox TV Digital. People reported getting their bearded dragons from various places, including pet stores and online. As opposed to kidnapping them in the wild, I don't know. They got them from various places, including the only two places you can get them. Okay, thanks.
Humane Society, some of them maybe?
Some of them traded for them on the... What's that stupid app called?
Craigslist?
Not Craigslist. The one where you're supposed to meet in the parking lot of a police station. Offer up.
The same thing.
Someone offered up. It's the same, but I said an app. But this is this is my second favorite one. Remember, it's passed along in the bearded dragon poop. Okay, that's where it comes into where it forms. Public health officials strongly advise that pet owners wash their hands, don't kiss or snuggle the bearded dragon, don't eat or drink around it, keep the animal out of the kitchen, and ensure that its supplies and habitat are clean. I have many questions.
Of course you do.
What kind of kissing do you do with a dragon? Is it like a dog? Where you're like, oh, do, 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 like that?
Probably. I mean, what?
With a bearded dragon?
I can't imagine any other type of kissing is going on with any sort of other animal.
Don't eat or drink around it. Now, I don't anticipate the salmonella, like, just jumping out of the habitat. Does that mean someone, because again, we're talking about people who are single. Do they bring the bearded dragon out to the dining room table with them or really just put it on their lap as they're on their laptop while also eating pizza?
Yeah, I think bearded dragons are also one of those animals that like perch on your shoulder and you can just have it sit there for hours and hours on end. So I think some of these weird nerds that you are referencing, not my words, your words, of course, I would never call these people weird nerds.
You wouldn't call weird nerds nerds.
No, of course, I would never call the weird nerds
nerds.
They're
also single.
I think that they just have them perch on the shoulder while maybe they
like
eat.
Parrot.
They eat while they eat their meals or while they play their video games.
What's a more sad life for an animal? Being a bearded dragon, surrounded only by your nerd owner or the nerd owner's nerd friends, or a goldfish that never leaves its little bowl. What would you rather?
Goldfish.
Right?
Yeah.
What's the brain size of a bearded dragon?
Probably bigger than the nerd.
Yeah, might be true. So Jason Rancher.